Everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of Data Exposed. I'm your host, Scott Klein, and with me is Pedro Lopes.
Yes.
Pedro, how are you? Did I say
Hi, your last name right? Yeah,
yes.
You did. Thanks, Scott.
Sweet. All right, so before we get started, I want you to take a second and introduce yourself.
Sure. So like Scott said, my name is Pedro Lopes. I'm a program manager in the SQL Server Tiger team, which is part of a larger org called CES, Customer Success Engineering.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm here today to show you some cool stuff we've been working on in the last year.
Yep.
That is a direct result of actually interacting with customers and our MVP community to bring in tools and capabilities to the engine, SQL engine, so that it makes query troubleshooting and some performance troubleshooting easier.
So what does your team actually do then? So is what you're going to show us kind of learnings from, here's things that we've seen, and do you build tools around that, or is this just,
yeah, you know? That's a good question. So my team, besides other things, owns all servicing for in-market versions of SQL Server. That means that all your CUs, service packs, that's all on us.
Okay.
Part of that, we also do a lot, because we bring a lot of teachings from our interactions with customers and cases that CSS escalates to us, then that also kind of gets into a point where we think, where can we make this easier? This whatever workflow we're talking about, right?
Okay.
And in this case, it's more or less, or more about query performance troubleshooting.
Okay.
So we put in enhancements to the engine itself.
Okay.
And something I'm going to show today actually leverages such engine enhancements. And other stuff has to do with tools that we've been working on in the last few months.
Okay.
More to, actually, we do use these tools ourselves, by the way.
Okay.
So it goes both ways. We use them when we're working with customers,
okay,
and we hope that the community starts to use them to do some self-troubleshooting themselves.
Are these tools like the things you these tools you put on MSDN, or where would someone find these?
Great question.
Tools?
So we strive to make these capabilities embedded into familiar tools and tool spaces, and most of it goes into SSMS.
Oh, really? Okay, so you're ultimately, everything you're developing goes into
SSMS. Yeah.
Okay.
So well, SSMS is owned by a different team, but we also pitch in and do stuff.
Okay, good. So things like the query store type of stuff, or is that?
Query store UI, that was developed by our team, for example. All the UI capabilities, the engine capabilities were built by a different team.
Okay.
And stuff like show plan comparison, show plan scenario analysis, other stuff I'm going to show
Sweet.
You today, that's all on us.
Well, then I'm very excited. Cool, let's go.
Kay.
What do you got?
So imagine I'm a DBA in his own company. There's some workload running, and someone calls in and says, hey, my application is running slow. Everyone knows that usually.
That's a common call, yeah.
Yeah, the database is the culprit, right?
Yeah, always.
Until proven otherwise, yeah. So a DBA can do is he pops up SSMS, his favorite tool of choice to interact with SQL Server. And one of the things he may do is, hey, I want to look at performance data from my server.
Yep.
So actually what I'm about to show you is still not available to users. It will be in the next release of SSMS, which is coming in less than 2 months, which is the ability to open the performance dashboard, which used to be a separate download that actually required some schema to be deployed into master. So a lot of customers actually didn't use this because they were not allowed to deploy new objects into a system database.
Okay.
Now it's all embedded as a native report in SSMS.
Okay, cool.
So I can just connect to an instance. As you can see here, I immediately get a dashboard that tells me, oh, hang on, CPU usage is a bit high.
So that memory, that menu option, it will not be in the current. Or,
in the one that you can download now, it's not there.
Okay.
In the one that you can, the next release, which will be 17.3,
yep,
then it will be there.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
I just wanted to give some preview for you.
Ah, that's why we're here.
All
right, so we get this performance dashboard.
And immediately I can see a lot of CPU usage, right?
Yep.
And I can see that most of the CPU usage in this machine is actually taken by this SQL process. So it's not something else that's interfering here.
Okay.
So I can do, if for those that are familiar with the performance dashboard, in case they use it as a standalone download, they can drill into any slice here, and I can actually see what kind of data in terms of sessions that were active, CPU that was spent, logging time, a number of interesting data about the sessions that were taking that CPU in that time slice there.
Okay.
Other stuff that we've added in that wasn't in the currently downloadable, standalone downloadable, Performance dashboard reports were, for example, a latch historical information report, which kind of puts latch into specific categories, so it gets easier to read. In this case, for example, parallelism type latches you have here, they are aggregated.
Okay.
Yeah, so whoever is familiar with this, the good news being it's now in native in SSMS. Okay. No extra download, no extra install, deploying any schema, everything's there.
Awesome.
But anyway, so a DBA goes here and they can see immediately, yeah, okay, I can see that maybe users are right. Things may be slow because I have a lot of CPU being used.
Okay.
So here's something else I can do. I can fire up Activity Monitor, which is maybe something that a lot of people didn't use before. Mm-hmm. I personally was not a big user of Activity Monitor before this capability I'm going to show you, which is the ability to go in and, for example, look at the active expensive queries and actually click in any of the expensive queries that I'm being shown here. And let me just bump them up. Yeah, I can see a lot of CPU being used by, and the elapsed time is also huge. Wow. For a number of these executions, right?
Yep.
The ability I have to do this, I right click on any of them and show live execution plan.
Okay.
And this is made possible because of an engine enhancement we had that made this, so this capability was already in the engine since 2014 RTM.
Okay.
But actually, when you enabled what we need to enable to make this work, which is the profiling infrastructure, it was very heavy, very very resource consuming.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So it kind of made a bad thing worse.
Okay.
What we've introduced in recent service specs for 2014 and 2016 is something we call the lightweight profiling infrastructure. Basically, a mouthful to tell you. You can run this all the time.
Yep.
It takes about 1.5 to 2% of resource consumption overall in terms of CPU. So
okay.
most servers would be okay with taking this hit in terms of CPU overhead if it unleashes the power to do this. Go into production and see what's running as it is running.
Okay, so is this something, this is not something I would run continually. This is something I'd go, hey, we're seeing some poor performing queries. Do we turn it on at that point and monitor it for maybe 5-10 minutes, or is this?
Our recommendation is if your servers, even production servers, are not CPU bound.
Yep.
Turn this on. This trace, there's a trace flag to enable this all the time.
Yep.
Do it.
So and leave it on.
And leave it on. Because at any point in time, you can come in and do this.
Okay.
I'm a production DBA. Someone calls in. I have a problem. I can go in immediately to production and
sure.
see what's executing, and what's the plan, the
okay.
flow here.
So without taking a lot of overhead.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
And what I can see right here is, so I can navigate through the plan. Everything seems to be kind of halted here. You have a lot of difference between the actual rows and the estimated rows. Mm-hmm. The estimated rows are like ginormous here. We have something like 43 quintillion rows, which is something I don't even have in my
right,
in my
right.
database.
Yep.
So this is clearly a case where of poor estimations here. And I can kind of go through the plan, and this is live query stats, something that my team also developed some time ago.
Okay.
And we can see that, for example, this table spool is just building up, and these are the estimations. So actually a lot more stuff than I actually have in the database.
Right.
So from the get-go, I can see, okay, maybe does this query, Mr. User, map to what you're doing in the application? Maybe yes, and if it does, so I found the smoking gun here.
Right, okay.
Now, what can I do with it? Right, that's the next step.
Right.
So
how do I troubleshoot this sucker?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So one of the things I can do is look at the plan itself. So I could take this and execute on the side to take the actual execution plan and to see what's up there, and I'm going to do that in a minute. I can also try to like see the query text itself because it's not very visible here, right?
Yeah.
This is kind of all jumbled. So if I click on this little button there, which is yeah, something yeah. that goes actually quite unmissed, and we've added that a few versions ago.
Yeah.
Just makes it easy to go in and look at the query text itself.
Yeah, and holy cow.
And when I look at this, yeah, okay, so I see a lot of joins here, I see a lot of hinting, I see a lot of functions being used. Maybe not my best moment as a developer when I build this query.
Right, yep.
So, something I see is that, hey, hang on, someone hinted this query to use traceflag 9481.
Mm-hmm.
So for those that don't know, 9481 actually enables the legacy cardinality estimation model rather than using the new cardinality estimation model.
Okay.
So I'm kind of suspicious. Is this really warranted? I'm actually seeing a lot of performance issues coming from this query. I wonder if the new CE actually would do a better job at this one. Mm-hmm. So what I can do is, for example, just comment this out and run this. So let me just make a break here. This one is still running. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's been running for a few minutes now. This is the same query. I just removed that. Let me put it in the right database, which I'm running at AdventureWorks, and I'll get the actual execution plan here. So as I execute, oh, it's actually done. So not even a second.
Dang.
Okay. So apparently, I kind of found the query, and I've done some live troubleshooting. And in this case, I've removed that trace flag, and wow, stuff works. And if I look at the execution plan, it's quite different. Quite different from the previous one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is it? It's in different screens. We can't really see it. So let's do something else. I'm going to right-click this plan, which I just got. It's the actual execution plan. And I see a few things coming on. One of the options here is compare show plan, right?
Yep.
So I can click on compare show plan and go in and grab whatever is the bad version of this plan, which is the one that's still running in production.
So you compare this one with one you've already got.
Yeah. Okay. So I previously captured it, and it's right here. So I'm going to open it. And I'll be able to compare the plans top and bottom. So if I don't need two screens anymore to do this kind of comparison,
I can
even do something like toggle orientation, and I'll see them side by side. A number of comparison kind of tools here.
Mm.
Something that it tells me immediately is, hey, hang on. There's a minus two billion difference percent between the estimations in the left plan, which is the good plan now, and the bad plan, which has a number that is that ginormous number that we saw before.
Yep.
So, and I can see immediately that I'm on the scope, this is the clustered index scan in question, I'm in the scope of that inefficient operator. I can actually see here, let me just bump it up, that in this plan, yeah, I was getting a very big number of executions.
Jillion, billion, gazillion number, yeah.
I can't even read that.
Yeah.
But we actually just got 290. Now, in the good plan, for the scope of the same, and you see if I click on some other operator, the other plan immediately gets into that scope.
Yep.
So it also gets easier to navigate. But going back here, in the good plan, so to speak, if I look at it, I can see that the actual number of rows are 3 coming out of this scan, and the estimated number of rows to be read and the estimated number of rows are 3. So it's quite different.
Right. Okay.
So I can actually prove right here that, yeah, there were a number of differences that were enough between both cardinality estimators to warrant this this change in the plan, so I actually know why I have the smoking gun.
Okay.
If I want to go actually a step further, and I still haven't leveraged this side by side properties window that I have here, something else that I can see is as I click in any operator, and I can see the comparison scope between them. So, for example, I do know that this one was using the new CE 130 version.
Yep.
This one, the C70 version, so the legacy CE.
Yep.
And I've gone through all the troubleshooting. Someone called in the production issue.
Yeah.
I was able to drill down to the query in question. And now comparing the good version and the bad version, I can actually see why the issues are there.
And you can kind of drill down further, like why were you using the old cardinality estimator?
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. In this case, for example, I can see going to trace flags. Sorry, let me go to trace flags here in the bad one. I had 3 trace flags in action, 2371, 7412, and 9481.
Mm-hmm.
So I can even see here that, I had a trace flag there that was forcing me to use the old C.
Okay.
So I can, like you said, I can drill down further and actually create a working hypothesis as to why I'm seeing these differences.
Okay.
So that's one.
That's one.
Actually, that's two, because we're using live query stats, we're using query comparison, and underneath all this, we were leveraging the lightweight profiling.
Okay, cool.
The last one I want to show you is, actually, we kind of also already used it here. As the show plan analysis came up, In this case, in the scope of a comparison, I'm going to show a different flavor of it. I have a tab here that's called scenarios. Another thing is, if I had a multi-statement plan, I could select different statements here, but in this case, I only have one. So let me go back. Scenarios. So I've already highlighted how we could see where we had a very large difference between plans, between estimations and actuals. It actually tells me, hey, here are some things you can go and try that we think are happening in your system.
Okay.
So the first one tells me, hey, the bottom plan, or the right plan in this case, was compiled using the legacy cardinality estimation. Yeah, I kind of saw that when we just gone through the comparison.
Right.
While the other one was compiled using model 130, so the new C. Different cardinality estimation models will produce significantly different choices in the plan. So
drastically significant.
Absolutely. So here you are. So you already have one possible explanation of why these two plans for the same query, the same result set, were so very different in terms of performance.
Awesome.
The other one is telling you, hey, the bottom plan was actually compiled using one of these two trace flags. One is forcing the new CE, one is forcing the legacy CE. Mm-hmm. We just saw that we're actually forcing the legacy CE using 9481.
Right.
It's right here in my face. It's telling me that, hey, that plan used this trace flag. That's one of the reasons that you have this difference here. And then it goes on into some more deep differences and assumptions between
statistics. And
So, for example, you can see here the number, which is one quintillion, I think. 1.91 quintillion rows are coming from number of executions. Are coming from one of the plans, and on the other plan, I'm just estimating to do one execution. So here's another misestimation that led to a ginormous skew here.
Right.
So it gets easier using these tools and this workflow to understand why a query is different, why performance was changed.
Okay.
But I said that I was going to show something different, which is we're getting to this insight by comparing two plans.
Okay,
but I can actually do this by looking at a single plan. So we've also enabled what I call single plan analysis. So if I bring up a plan, let me bring up the bad plan again.
Yep.
I previously saved this.
Yeah.
So if I bring up the bad plan, should be closed. And if I right-click anywhere on the plan, I have this option, which is Analyze Actual Execution Plan.
Okay.
So it needs to be an actual execution plan, not a estimated execution plan.
Yep.
So once I click this, what I get is this Show Plan Analysis panel that will tell me, point out where I have a lot of skews between estimated rows and actual rows. So a big part of analyzing a query performance and a query plan is looking where you have most skewed estimations, because those will generally be where you need to focus to kind of understand why a plan goes bad. So this tells you where they are.
Yeah.
And as you, let me just zoom out so we can see them working in tandem. As I move through them, I start, as you can see in the panel above with a query plan, I change to the scope of the operator that I'm actually clicking down here.
Yeah.
And wherever we can make up an hypothesis of why I'm seeing what I'm seeing, you'll see them here in the finding details.
Yeah.
So in this case, I'm actually seeing that the child node nested loops, which is this one, has a significantly different actual number of rows as it relates to the estimated number of rows. And if I click here, I'm able to see that the actual number of rows are 19,000, but the estimated is like 16 billion rows.
Yep.
So right here, it's telling me in that panel down there where I need to focus my attention. Okay.
Yeah.
And maybe it has to do with updating statistics or creating new indexes. In this case, it was the fact that I had a trace flag there that shouldn't be there.
Right.
So it gets really easy, or easier, with these tools to go through this process and find the hot spots in my plan a bit easier.
Is this something even a developer could go, I'm writing SQL queries, I test them, I can come back and go, how did SQL Server like it, type of thing?
Absolutely.
Right, okay.
Absolutely. So if you run even against the plan quality or a plan shape is an outcome of bringing in statistics and running 400 something rules on it and seeing where we can build the best shape plan to retrieve the data what you want to retrieve. Right.
And this kind of helps me go as how do I write this query better through these hints to go, oh, I shouldn't have done that. I should have done it this way.
Absolutely.
Right?
So
it helps me write better queries and think about how I'm going to structure my T-SQL to get the better performance.
That's one of the use cases, absolutely. Yeah. As a developer, I can start to have a better insight into the plan quality of that my query is generating.
Yep.
And maybe still in development time, do the appropriate work to make sure that I have the best possible plan for my query to be performant when it goes to a production server. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Right. So you still have time left?
Yep. Oh yeah, absolutely.
I have one extra thing to show you and to show how this these several tools work together in an ecosystem. We've already seen how some of these actually interact together. I want to stop the heavy workload I'm running down here, and I want to start a new one in the scope specifically of QueryStore.
Okay.
So I'm going to run something in my server. I'm a Star Wars buff, as you can see there.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's running some workload there. Let it continue. So
one
of the tools that we've released in 2016, it's an engine capability plus a UI, is QueryStore. So the ability to have like a flight recorder where we can go back and see the performance of queries, but also if they had several plans, that something triggered the change, like we just saw, two different plans with slightly different assumptions, we can actually leverage some of these tools embedded into QueryStore.
Oh, very nice.
For example, let me just close all the stuff I had open just now. And in the scope of my database QueryStore test, so let me just zoom in. What I can do is go into QueryStore tab, and I have a number of reports here. A couple of them are new, actually, in the latest SSMS.
Okay.
One of them is queries with force plans. That's something we added because after you force some plans, it was kind of cumbersome for some DBAs that don't really use T-SQL or have their pre-brewed scripts to actually understand, hey, how many queries do I have with force plans?
Right. Okay.
So using this report here, they can do that. Another one we have is queries with high variation. So as workload is progressing and QueryStore is holding information, if there are queries that, although they don't change the plan necessarily, but they have a high variation between executions, I can now surface them through this report.
Okay.
So it's different ways of surfacing information here.
Oh, interesting, yep.
What I actually want to go in is, got the wrong one, sorry. Top resource queries, that's the one I wanted. So in here, I just started a demo, so obviously I only have like one query here still, but I can see already that I have two plans for this execution here.
Okay.
So, and I can click on one, I can click on the other one, I can see that they are different in shape. This is actually telling me, hey, if you create this
clustered index,
you would get better. That's something to explore, not necessarily like this.
Right.
But if I want to understand what changes between these plans that resulted in a different plan, I kind of have a cumbersome experience if I don't leverage plan comparison.
Okay.
So what I can do is click on one of the plans, plan one, for example, use my my shift key and click on the other one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And as I have them both selected,
okay,
I can now click on this button here that says compare the plans for the selected query.
Okay.
So once I do this, I have the plans with a familiar interface like I had before.
Oh, yeah.
In this case, top-bottom. Yep. I can toggle and be side-by-side, whatever I want to do.
Yep.
Let me go back to my favorite, which is actually top-bottom. Everyone will have their favorite. And I can see that, pretty much there is a difference between these plans. The shape is obvious.
Yep.
And I can also see that's highlighted. So what I have highlighted by default in plan comparison are not the differences, are the similarities, which is something that sometimes folks don't understand at first.
Right.
So every time you compare a plan with using this tool, what you'll see highlighted both with a color and a pattern, that's an accessibility thing because we need to get that in there, we'll see that access to the same underlying object, in this case, this table, was done in the scope of a different operator in both plans.
Okay.
But it's the same operation. So yep. That's what's being highlighted.
Ah, gotcha.
Everything that's not highlighted, it's a difference between the plans.
Okay.
Which I can actually look at if it this were a more complex plan. I can leverage the show plan comparison option panel. I can go to statement options and I can actually say, hey, highlight the differences. And when I go up, the differences will be in yellow.
Okay.
So if I still want to look at the differences, I'm able to do that.
Right. Okay.
By default, I'm seeing the similarities because that's, like we've seen before, that's what I want to focus my attention in understanding why has this same operation either changed the underlying type of operation that's doing, a table scan or a clustered index seek,
mm-hmm.
or even why is it in a different place in the plan shape.
In the plan shape, yep.
All those will create an hypothesis that I can work with to do query troubleshooting.
Yep, makes sense.
Okay,
cool.
So in this case here, if I compare both plans, I'm actually going to move to the select node, so the root node. And again, I'm going to use the dual properties tab here.
Okay.
So I can see that both of them were using the same cardinality estimation model, so mm-hmm. that's not a difference there. Everything that's a difference will be highlighted with the mathematical symbol for difference.
Gotcha. Okay. Yep.
So I can see the estimated number of rows for this one is different from this one. That's already a clue that I have there.
Yep.
Estimations are different. Where are they coming from? So if we continue to go down, I actually see, okay, there are parameters in this execution.
Yep.
So if I expand the parameters here, and I expand the parameters on the other execution, I can see that the parameter compiled value for parameter one in one of the queries was 1, and for the other query was 105.
Hmm.
I can see that parameter number 2 actually has the same difference here.
Yeah.
So I'm already thinking in my mind, this is a classic parameter sniffing issue, where different incoming parameters will make the SQL optimizer to create a different plan that is more optimized for that incoming parameter.
Okay,
that's the what is essentially a benefit is that now turning against me if, for example, the first execution that came in actually serves just a tiny portion of my users,
mm-hmm.
and most users will use some other parameter that would create a different plan shape that would be better for most of the workload.
Right.
But in this case, the first execution came in, it was good for that.
Generated one plan. Yeah.
And then all the others that were expecting a different plan because they usually run well enough now are being hurt by this benefit, which is parameter sniffing.
Okay.
So I was able to go into Query Store, look at, there are two plans for my problem query here, and this is why the plans are different. Incoming parameters are different, so therefore I have a different plan shape.
Okay.
So this is another interaction between Query Store UI, and in this case, plan comparison, working in tandem to make it easier for a user to go in and start doing this troubleshooting here.
Very cool. Okay, yep.
Yeah, so this sums up basically what we've been doing in the last few months to create an ecosystem as much as possible to make this easier.
Yeah.
One thing I would ask of all the your viewers here would be, as they use the plan scenarios, either in a comparison setting or if they're using as a standalone.
Yep.
Right now, we've only implemented what we call different estimated rows.
Yep.
That's the name of one scenario.
Right.
We're looking at other ones. We have a blog post on that.
Sure.
We would love to get feedback on users that say, hey, I wanted you to get me some more quick insight into this kind of scenario or that kind of scenario.
Yep.
We've already identified a few, but we love to do what the community wants. Right?
We're happy at providing feedback.
Great.
So what we'll do in the description of the show is provide a link on how they can provide that feedback.
Perfect.
Right.
And then, maybe the blog post where this is explained.
We'll put the blog post link in there and get ready for a lot of feedback.
Well, okay.
Good.
That's good. That's what
awesome.
We want.
Awesome. So, and I was going to ask, so where can they, so the blog post is out there where they can learn more about this.
Yes.
We'll post this out there and then we'll wait for, they can, so this is about 2 months away, you're saying.
This that we can see on the screen, it's there right now.
There right now, okay, yeah. Okay.
The only thing that's still a couple months away is the ability to go into any server.
Oh, and yep.
Right click on the server and pull up the standard report performance dashboard.
Gotcha.
Apart from that, everything that we've seen today
is in there.
Is right there.
Okay.
Right now.
So, and so I guess my question would be then, how many people, are you seeing Is there this gap of people not knowing it's there, not using it, to do it, or how to use it? I mean, what do you
see? There's both.
Okay.
We try as much as possible to get the word out there.
Okay.
Our MVP community actually helps us a lot in that sense.
Cool.
They are starting also to leverage this.
Okay.
It's a matter of people starting to use those, and then to feedback to us, hey, is this being helpful or not?
Yep.
Do I actually have a suggestion in this case or that case? You could do better.
Okay.
This or that other thing. So it's a matter of people starting to use it and get critical mass.
So we need a two-way communication. We need to be able to probably do more shows around these technologies and then get that feedback, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
And we have other things brewing, so I'd be happy to come back and show
you. We would love to have you back. So whenever you're ready, you just say the word.
Great, Scott.
Awesome.
Thank you very much.
Pedro, thanks for coming. This is awesome. It's always a pleasure to have you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, hey everybody, thanks for watching. Hopefully this was helpful. Be sure to provide feedback to Pedro. Be sure to download and start using all this cool technology. And thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.